Now, Smitty, I told Rosemary I was going to meet her here, and I don't want you here.
Oh, but come on now. She's coming. Get. Come on. Get.
You'll be sorry.
Come on.
Hi, Jeff.
Oh, hi, Rosemary. Rosemary, remember what I was asking about before in class? Well, you see, what I'd like to know is if you're not doing anything that night, and if no one else has asked you...
You mean for the senior prom?
Yeah.
Well, someone has asked me.
Oh.
But I turned him down.
You did?
Are you asking me, Jeff?
Well, I'm trying. But you see... I always get so upset when anybody turns me down. So I'd like to know if you'd say yes, and if you would, I'm asking.
I said.
You do?
Well, thanks for asking.
Oh, you're welcome. Could I come over later and talk about it?
Oh, that'll be nice. Well, goodbye, Jeff. I'll be late for class.
Oh, okay. Goodbye, Rosemary. Thanks a lot for accepting.
Well, hi there.
Uh-huh. Hey.
So you're taking Rosemary, huh?
Yeah. Hey, who are you taking?
Well, I don't know. I'm too plain looking for the pretty ones, and too handsome for the homely ones. Now, there. There's the girl I'd like to take.
Oh, you dreamer.
No, I don't want to.
Come on,
boy.
She looks artificial. More like wax.
Boy.
I keep waiting to hear she's melted. Can you imagine anyone more beautiful?
I couldn't stand it.
Well, I've got to go. Now, who's going to take it?
You have to choose between us. Which one?
She's coming, I'll wait. Now play it cool. Play it. Take it easy. Take it easy. Here she comes. Just play it cool.
Hi.
That's one way to keep cool.
Mother, who's Jeff taking to a senior formal?
He said he was going to invite Rosemary Wilson.
Oh, she's a very nice girl.
Mm.
I'm glad to see Jeff is developing good taste.
Well, the deed is done. I asked Rosemary and she accepted.
Congratulations.
Oh, she's a lovely girl.
Yeah. I'm going over to see her today.
Hmm.
Oh, I'll get it. Hi, Smitty.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Hi.
Guess what?
Guess what, what?
Well, I just found out.
What?
Well, you could have bowled me over.
Yeah?
You've been nominated class president.
You're kidding.
Well, I mean it. You're going to have a president in the family.
Hey. You know what that means?
What? Well, that means you're number one guy at the senior formal. And your date will be crowned queen of the ball.
Hey, isn't that great? Oh, I'll get it.
Hello.
Hi, Jeff. This is Dolores.
Dolores?
Dolores!
Oh. I heard the good news. Congratulations. I just know you're going to win.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah?
I can't hear it. I can't hear it. Blind with it.
Why don't you drop by the house? I'm having some kids over and we're going to play records. Think you can make it?
Can I make it?
Yeah.
Well, that knocking here on your door right now is me.
I thought he said he was going to go visit Rosemary.
That's what he said.
Looks like Dolores is moving in.
What do you know? And she hadn't even spoken two words to him before.
Jeff was never nominated for president before.
It looks like trouble.
The Way of All Flesh, starring Jeffrey Stone. Oh, isn't it the wildest?
She's the most beautiful thing I ever saw in my whole life. Is this for real? Am I dreaming? Is it really me? Alone here with this gorgeous creature. So close I can reach out and touch her hand.
Let's dance. Come on. Isn't this the dreamiest?
Yeah. I thought some other kids were supposed to come over.
Mm-hmm, but I told them not to come. I wanted you all for myself. After all, it isn't often that a girl can be alone with the president of the senior class.
Yeah, well, I haven't been elected yet.
But you will, though.
And just think, the girl you take to the senior prom will be the queen of the ball.
Yeah, Rosemary Wilson.
She's a very lucky girl.
Yeah, you know what I think? I think you'd be the most beautiful queen of all.
Thank you, Jeff. But that can't be, can it?
I don't know. And I held her in my arms. And we talked. We danced. This gorgeous creature danced with me.
Excuse me, dear.
But Dad. Dad, have you ever danced with a gorgeous girl?
Well, not exactly.
What do you mean, not exactly?
We're talking about girls.
Cute case of dolorositis.
Have you ever danced with a gorgeous girl? Well, not exactly.
What I meant, honey, was that you weren't exactly a girl, just 100% woman.
Alex, I never realized how shitty you are.
You should see the dress I got for the formal. Oh, it's absolutely the most. It's covered with sequins, and I'll have long white gloves and sequins in my hair, and it'll sort of blend with a crown. Oh, Jeff, this has been the happiest time of my whole life. Aren't you excited?
Yeah, but I haven't won the election yet.
Well, what difference does that make? So I won't wear a crown, but I'll still have sequins in my hair, and we'll dance, and oh, it'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta leave now, Jeff. Thanks for the malt, and don't worry about the election. Goodbye, Jeff.
Goodbye, Dolores.
Now, instead of talking so much about the Farrows, let's discuss the members of their families a little bit more thoroughly. The most renowned of the Egyptian princesses was the eldest daughter of Ptolemy. Now, when she was deprived of her share in the government, she went to Syria, forming plans for obtaining her rights by force. It was here she met Caesar, who proclaimed her queen of... Mr. Stone. Jeffrey Stone. Am I disturbing you, Mr. Stone?
No, ma'am.
Well, that's fine. For a moment, I was terribly worried. I assume you followed my lecture?
Yes.
Good. Then you are fully aware of the nature of my discourse?
Yes, ma'am. I was paying attention.
That's fine. Then you also know the name of the woman who became a queen in the year 46 B.C.?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Tell the class.
Dolores.
And if you want better school government, if you want better relationship between student and teacher, then I urge you to vote for Jeffrey Stone. And here he is, the guy who can do it. Jeffrey Stone! Hey! Hello, students. I can't tell you how honored I am to be staying here today addressing you and pleading for votes for a good, clean class government. Now, I won't discuss my opponent today. My record here in this school speaks for me, and the record of my opponent speaks for him as well. Now, I want you to weigh the two records and make your decision. And having weighed them, there is only one person you can vote for. That's Dolores. Me. Him. Dolores, there's something wrong with me, and I don't even know what it is.
Jeff, I'm so honored that you keep thinking about me all the time.
Oh, I do. Wait, your face and your voice are just burned into my mind.
Well, I'm sorry if I upset you.
Oh, no, you don't. It's just that you... Well, it's... Dolores.
Yes, Jeff?
Would you like to go to the senior formal with me?
Senior formal? With you?
Yeah, would you please, huh? Please, please?
Why, Jeff, I'd be honored.
You would?
I hope you won't be too disappointed with your queen. Bye, Jeff.
What gives? I just invited Dolores to the senior formal.
Hey, that's great.
You what?
She's gonna be my queen.
Well, what about Rosemary? You asked Rosemary.
Yeah, but this is me.
Oh, how could you ask Dolores? Rosemary. Remember? Rosemary.
Oh, no. Oh. No. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Schmitty, you just gotta help me. You gotta.
What can I do?
Wait, you're my campaign manager and my friend. You ought to be able to do something. Go over to Rosemary's and tell her what I didn't tell her. I'm sorry.
I should tell Rosemary that you dropped her for Dolores?
Yeah.
Forget it.
No, Schmitty, wait. Please.
Well, why don't you tell her?
Well, I don't know. I'd hate to think it's because I'm a coward.
Well, I'll help you.
You will?
I'll think you're a coward, so you won't have to.
Oh, Schmitty, wait, look. Schmitty, you gotta help me.
I'm a coward.
Oh, Schmitty.
Only I'm a coward who thinks for himself. Why am I a thinking man's coward? Why am I a coward?
Okay.
Boy, you really got in a mess this time.
I know. Oh, boy, do I know.
Anyway, I'll do it.
You will?
I'll tell Rosemary for you. Only I don't know, want to know why. I don't want you to tell me why. You either. I don't want the question raised. I think it's because, well, if you're a heel, then I may as well be a heel, too.
Oh, you mean that, Smitty? You're the best heel a friend ever had.
Well,
I saw her.
Yeah?
I talked to her.
You're a rock, a tower.
We had a long
time. A mountain, Smitty, a mountain.
But I couldn't tell her.
A crumb.
What do you mean you couldn't tell her?
Well, she was so sweet. And she said such nice things about you. Well, I may be a heel, but I'm a heel with heart. I left her sewing sequins on long white gloves.
What did I ever do to deserve this? What are you waiting for? Applause?
Come on, out.
Come in, Jeff.
Where's Dad?
He went out on a house call. Something the matter?
Yeah, in a way. I want to talk to Dad about it.
Well, can it wait till morning?
Yeah, I guess it can. Oh, Mom, would you do a favor for me?
What?
Would you call Rosemary for me tomorrow and tell her that I'm unable to take her to the formal?
What?
Well, you see, I invited Dolores. You know Dolores, that gorgeous, beautiful girl. Anyway, I can't take both Dolores and Rosemary. And I didn't want to tell Rosemary face-to-face that I couldn't take her because I hate to see a girl. Well, I just didn't want to hurt her. So would you call her for me tomorrow, huh?
What? Jeff, you couldn't do that. You mean you want me to call that nice little girl? Why, I don't know what to say.
Did you say to call her?
Do you know what you're going to do the first thing tomorrow morning? You are going to call Dolores and tell her that you made a mistake. You're going to tell her that you invited Rosemary first and that invitation still stands. Do you hear me?
Okay.
Out! Okay. Man!
Dolores!
Dolores? Hi, Jeff.
Hey, can I talk to you for a sec?
Sure.
Oh, good. It's about the senior formal.
Yes, Jeff. What about the senior formal?
I just wanted to tell you that we're going to have a very nice time.
You're sweet. Hi, Jeff.
Rosemary.
What is it, Jeff?
Rosemary.
Yes?
I have something I have to tell you. And I've been meaning to tell you, but... Well, see, what I want to say is... What are you staring at?
I think you're one of the nicest boys I've ever known.
I'm not, Rosemary. Believe me, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Rosemary, listen to me, please.
All right.
Now, about the senior formal.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Jeff. Mother is lending me her velvet stole. And Father said if you can't get your dad's car, he'll lend us his.
Rosemary, what I've been trying to...
Oh, it'll be a wonderful night.
Rosemary, I can't take you to the senior formal. I'm taking Dolores. I don't blame you if you get mad. I don't know how it happened or why, but it just did. Well, the next thing I knew, I was asking her.
Before I knew it, there it was, and I just couldn't call it off. But, oh, Rosemary, please try to understand. Honest, I didn't mean to...
Jeff?
Hi, Jeff.
Well?
I told her.
That makes sense.
I told Rosemary I was taking Dolores.
Good morning. Here you are.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Oh, Mother, are you going downtown today?
Yes, why?
I need some hairspray.
I'll pick it up for you.
Dear, would you like anything downtown?
No, thank you.
Some toast, dear?
Thank you.
Dad, you see? Mom and Mary are ganging up on me. Huh. Well, you're a man. You know how these things can happen to you when you're a man.
Yes, Jeff, I do see it.
Thanks, dear.
So, you give me the treatment, huh? Well, boy, you guys just don't understand. None of you. I can't help what I did. Besides, there was nothing wrong in it. Well, I'm no kid. I can make up my own mind. Well, I hope you all have a very nice breakfast.
Darling, I'm not sure that this is the right way to handle this. Well, don't you think you're going a little too far? I mean, after all... Well, I mean, all he did was just... Oh, if I could only cook, I'd tell you a thing or two.
You're not sorry you invited me to the school dance, are you, Jenna?
Oh, no, of course not. My parents are pretty angry, though. But I just want to tell you, it interferes, you're still going with me.
Well, I can hardly wait. I understand the newspaper's going to take pictures of the Queen.
Yeah?
Imagine I'll be on the front page.
Hey, Jeff! Jeff! Hi, Smitty.
Gee, I'm sorry, Jeff. I guess it's just one of those things.
What are you talking about?
I'm glad you're with him, Dolores. A guy needs a friend at a time like this.
Oh, you're so right. Parents are always interfering.
Yeah, well, no matter what they say, Dolores is going with me.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Well, about the election. Well, you lost by one vote. What are you talking about?
I lost?
That's what I'm talking about.
You mean he didn't make it? He's not president.
Nope. Dwight Wagner. He's the president by one vote.
Well, you can't have everything. We'll still have fun at the dance.
Hope I'm not too late.
Besides, I don't like that royalty stuff anyway. Nothing's changed.
Oh, but it has. Well, don't you see? I had my heart set on being queen. Well, I can't go to the dance with you. It's just an ordinary person. Well, don't you see? I just have to be queen. I hope I'm not too late.
How about that? By one vote. Gee, I knew I should have voted.
Gee, Jeff. I didn't think one vote would mean anything.
Well, I figured a big school like this was one vote.
Where's Jeff?
Come on, Jeff.
Mom? Mom? Mom?
Oh. Hi, Jeff. You're home early.
Yeah, I cut last period.
You did? Why?
I lost the election.
Oh, Jeff, I'm sorry.
That's not all. I also lost Dolores.
Mom, it wasn't me she wanted to be with in the beginning. All she wanted was that title.
And I also lost Rosemary. You were right, Mom.
Well, Jeff, for every hero, there's a tragedy.
You're not mad at me anymore?
No, I'm not mad at you. And I'm glad that you understand how wrong you were.
Boy, how could I have been so blind?
Oh, you are blind. Otherwise, how could you have seen the beauty of Dolores?
Yeah, but it was her beauty that blinded me.
Touché. But you're not the first man it's happened to. You won't be the last.
Yeah.
Now, there's just one thing left for you to do.
What's that?
You tell me.
Mom?
Hmm?
Thanks. Rosemary? Rosemary?
Hey,
have you got a minute?
What is it?
Well, you know, I haven't spoken to you since that time that... You know.
When you broke our date?
Yeah, what I want to say is that...
I'm sorry about the election.
Well, yeah, but you see, what I want
to
say is
I understand that Dolores is going to the formal with Dwight Wagner.
Well, yeah. Are you going with anyone?
Did you think I was going to stand around and wait for you to come back? Is that why you're here? To ask me to the formal now that Dolores threw you over?
No, that isn't why I came. I just came to apologize. To tell you what a heel I was and to say I'm sorry and to tell you how miserable I am. I know I shouldn't have given you the treatment I handed you. Well, I know that doesn't wipe the slate clean, but it's a step in the right direction. Goodbye.
Jeff?
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Chris.
Okay, what's your trouble?
Dad, tell me something. How do I ever get into all these messes? Boy, I make a date with one girl, then I make a date with another girl. Boy, sometimes I scare myself. I think I could get killed that way. Why, Dad? Why?
Well, Jeff, see, when the male becomes involved with a female, it... Where's your mother?
Upstairs in her room.
When the male becomes involved with the female...
Why are you whispering?
Never take any chances. When the male becomes involved with the female, he's in a losing position. Women have powers over men so terrifyingly superior that it's... Well, it's frightening. Oh, you've got to be on guard every second. Strong, be firm. Never let them get the upper hand.
Alex!
Coming, darling. I was talking about women, not wives.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.